It's 11:14 here at 92.1 FM. It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And welcome to the first gardening show of the year while it's snowing in Madison. Dwayne.
Can you believe it? We have winter, we don't have any snow, and then it turns officially to spring, and then we get winter.
Yeah, last week when we talked, Dwayne says, maybe since it's so nice out, we should start the garden show.
We jinxed it. We should have probably done that. But you know what? It's not all bad. We'll talk about the snow. Snow is actually probably good for a lot of things.
Yeah, good moisture.
Good moisture, and also when that snow comes down, it brings down a lot of nitrogen, and so it helps fertilize a lot of our grass and lawns and trees. And so snow's not a bad thing.
That's right. Yeah, we got
we need the moisture.
Yep, we need the moisture, that's for sure. Just in Madison here anyway, we just got enough to cover the ground, but it sounds like the big show is going to happen Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, probably going to have to be staying home.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Is this the earliest, do you think, you've started the garden show in March?
Yes, definitely, I think so. But
talk about the winter we've had, Dwayne. How does that affect planting and everything?
I've had hundreds of questions saying how this is going to affect my plants, you know. And, you know, what I always say is the plants probably know a lot more about what's going on than we do. You know, they say, well, my trees are leafing out or budding out. And there's a few things that are budding out. But, you know, your tulips, they're pretty hardy. And I've seen a little bit on some silver maples budding out. But if those buds got hurt, a tree, you know, a tree's been around for a long time. They have a secondary bud, or a latent bud is called. So if that first bud is hurt, it'll re-leaf again. It'll bud out again. So I think the plants know a lot more than we probably do as far as when they can bud out and start growing.
Okay, I should have mentioned for our listeners, we're gonna stay with the same format we've always done. We're gonna do a plant of the week, and we're gonna do a oofta. Plant of the week during the program here, but we also want to open up our phone lines if people have questions for Dwayne here at the studio. You can remain anonymous and just let Chris know what your question is. It's 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. Or you can email your question over to us at klqpfm@farmerstel.net, and we do both. So,
you know, there's no such thing as a stupid question, and probably the question you have, a lot of other people have the same question, and they, you know, don't call it in or send it in. So to get your questions to Paul there or to the Q92, and we'll sure answer them for you.
Have you ever seen a winter like this, Dwayne, with the above normal temperatures for mostly a lot of the days during the winter season?
I'm sorry, Paul, I didn't hear that.
Temperatures. Have you ever seen a winter like this where so many above normal temperatures and hardly any snow?
You know, I got married 41 years ago on March 11th, and it was 72 degrees out, and the grass was green.
Oh, wow. So you have seen a winter like that, huh?
Yeah. You know, this long, it's been very nice because you don't have to shovel snow. And I think our plants will be fine, except if it gets really cold and there's no snow cover, then I think they could get hurt. But we don't need, like, 0 degrees or anything. That might hurt the plants. But when it stays in the 20s, 30s, I think we'll be just fine.
Okay. All right. Well, we've had some questions. You ready for some questions, or should we do a plant of the week first?
Can you hear me, Paul?
Yep, you're cutting in and out there a little bit.
We're in the middle of South Dakota. We just went through Henry, South Dakota, heading down to Oldham, South Dakota. And if people know that I've involved a group of four of us. So we're heading to Ronnie Kaufman's house, which we have a warehouse at, and sell a number of agricultural, horticultural products out of. And I'm riding with Gordy Jordahl right now, and Gordy's going to talk to a number of farmers there on the importance of quality water. Okay. So if you've never heard Gordy talk about water, you're missing out. So.
Okay, good.
Gordy's a water physiologist that knows a lot about a lot of things, but he's a water expert. So I'm going to go listen to his talk again. I've heard it many times, but I always learn something.
What's he talk about water?
Oh, quality water. Well, you got to come to one of the talks, Paul.
Okay.
It's unbelievable how the water molecules are formed and quality water, and it's just unbelievable. Water is not just water, but water has memory and memorizes, or if it goes over different minerals and stuff, it remembers that. So there's unbelievable.
Okay.
I'm going to learn a lot again today.
All right. So what's our plant of the week?
You know, this is horticulture. It's planting time in the greenhouse. So I've been busy planting. And so is a lot of other people at Heather Nursery. And greenhouses. That's kind of our season now, is the greenhouse. We're going to call our plant of the week the Viking begonia. Okay, because we're in Minnesota and the Vikings. But Vikings, a new begonia gets to be real big. And we have Viking red and Viking pink is a color. And the leaves are bronzy color. Very hardy begonia, grows in the sun or shade. I didn't get a picture posted, but I'll get a picture to you this afternoon, Paul, and you can post that a little late. I kind of forgot all about posting that picture.
Yeah, well, I think I posted the picture during Egg Day in Madison here this past week.
Oh,
I won that.
Yeah, Paul won, and at both Egg Days, we were at Egg Days in Dawson and Egg Days in Madison, and the first Egg Days, Paul went to Amaryllis. And he posted pictures there. We had a red amaryllis in Madison. We had a red and white amaryllis, which is a bulb and has big, huge flowers on it. And Paul commented on it so many times that he had to win that amaryllis.
It looks beautiful in my home.
There you go. It's really pretty. And I'm going to teach Paul on how to get that to bloom again.
Okay. All right. You ready for some questions here, Duane?
Sure.
That have come in. Is it too early to put my tomato plants outside?
Oh, yes. You have frozen tomato plants in about 5 seconds. If they're just talking about putting, you know, growing tomatoes and setting them out, bringing them in, it's still too cold. Get through this snow, and then when it gets to be 50-plus degrees out, you can set your tomato plants out. But way too early to start doing that.
All right. What's that? Easter time, you're supposed to plant potatoes, though, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Easter is about as early as you can get this year. And when the ground is still this cold, you're doing more harm than good when you plant your potatoes. They're not going to grow when it's just cold out there. The soil temperature is cold, cold, cold. You're supposed to plant your potatoes on Good Friday, but do it 2 weeks after Good Friday.
All right, another question from one of our listeners here, Duane. They want to know how Duane prepares your soil in for your garden for spring planting. How do you prepare your soil, Duane?
Well, it depends on if you've had a garden there for many years and been, you know, working it up. But I always add comp to your soil. You should take a soil test. It wouldn't be a bad idea. That'll tell you what kind of nutrients stuff that you might be missing, but you want to have a good loamy soil. You know, in Lacaparo County, we have what we call Lacaparo Gumbo, it's pretty heavy. So you probably want to loosen that soil up with like peat moss or compost. I always add compost. Always, because that helps. That's an environment for your creatures in your soil to live. And I always add earth elements. Earth elements is a mineral fertilizer that, and also inoculated with beneficial bacteria and fungi, and breaks up your soil. So peat moss, compost, and earth elements fertilizer is definitely three things that I add to our soil every year.
Is there a way to test the temperature of your soil? How do you do that?
Yep. There's a soil thermometer, which I have. You can put that in the soil, and it's not even close to be planting time out there. You could be planting grass seed, you know, before, well, it's already, where I'm at, it's not snowing, but if you put your grass seed out there and it's the snow on top of that, that'll push it right into the ground, plus it gives it nitrogen, so it's not a bad idea to get some grass seed out there.
What is the temperature for planting? Is there a certain temperature?
When you should be?
Yeah.
You gotta be at least in the high 40s, if not 50 degrees, or else it's not going to grow. It's got to be that warm.
All right, one more question.
I usually don't plant until it's 50. Soil temperature is close to 50.
Okay, one more question here, Dwayne. This person says, my tulips came up early, then the temps dropped and they froze. Will they come back yet this spring?
I would say not. No. But, you know, it's a bulb, and so it's just got to be taking the energy into the bulb and come back up next year. No, it's not. I don't think it'll come back. Okay. Not this year. It'll come back next year.
Tulips are pretty hardy, though, aren't they?
They're very, very hardy. And, you know, if we get 5-6 inches of snow, you know, that'd be good moisture. Plus, it's also like putting down a blanket over the top of your tulips or your grass or, you know, your other plants. That kind of protects them from the cold weather. We just don't want it to get down to the, you know, single digits or into the, if it's 20, 30 degrees, I don't think it's going to hurt anything out there.
Okay, real good, Dwayne. So what's happening at Heather Floral and Greenhouse? We got 2 minutes left.
Easter. We've got our Easter lilies in, so if you're looking for Easter lilies, they're very nice. And we have a lot of blooming plants, which includes like hydrangeas and Gerber daisies and calanchoes, begonias. We got a couple new plants that I think are kind of cool. They're called Streptocarpus. Looks kind of like an African violet, only has bigger flowers. And Gloxinias, which I think are pretty cool. So come and check out all our blooming plants. And Palm Sundays, right around the corner, so we sell a lot of palms to the churches and stuff like that. And what's really happening at the Heather Nursery is come and smell the plants or see the plants in the greenhouse, because there's some that are starting to bloom already. So,
oh, wow.
Greenhouse time, it's like being a farmer in the horticulture industry. This is our planting time. So we're starting seeds and doing plugs and doing cuttings. So definitely Heather Greenhouse time.
All right. Well, let's hope after this weekend with the snow and stuff, things get back to 50 and 60 degrees.
Yeah, we've been spoiled with this weather that we've had this winter. Little moisture won't hurt us, and bringing down that nitrogen into our soil is a good thing.
So where's Heather Floral and Greenhouse located? You got a couple locations, Dwayne.
We got 3 locations. We got Heather Nursery and Floral in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison. We've had 3. I've been in the nursery business almost 50 years, Paul. I'm getting to be an old man. But it sure still is fun. And don't be afraid to give us a call or wait. A lot of people do an order over the computer now. You know, we have Heather Nursery or Heather Floral and Greenhouse.com. You can connect with us that way, but I still like the old fashioned way and Stop in or give us a phone call.
All right, real good, Dwayne. Thank you. And we have our first garden show under our belt.
You bet. That's always fun, and we've done this for years and years, and I hope it continues.
All right, thanks, Dwayne. Talk to you next Thursday.
You bet. Happy spring, everybody.
Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Greenhouse, and that's another garden show, first garden show of the year.
listening to Q92 KLQP, Madison Dawson. It's time for news headlines and the weather here on Q92.